Welcome to the Almost Daily Podcast. This is episode 550, having a healthy relationship with yourself. It's a must. It's really one of the few absolutes that there is in life. Because if you think about this, how you view yourself and how you feel about yourself spills over into everything. Everything. Your relationships, your career, your attitude, your happiness. All of it. And it really is the entire thing. Because you can take people, put them side by side in identical situations. If we're talking health and fitness, they could be the exact same age, the exact same weight, the exact same body composition, and look at themselves completely different. Professionally, same thing. They could hold the same position, they could be on the same trajectory, and they could view it completely different. And I think what this comes down to is, one, do you have confidence in yourself? And this is something that you're always going to be working towards, okay, because it's never 100%. But the absolute is that you have to try to come back. You have to get to a point where you can come back to the foundation, to where you view yourself in a confident way. Because if you have confidence, not fake it until you make it, it's going to lead into like the next point that I have, but genuine confidence, everything else starts to fall in place. So the fake it until you make it, you know, this whole thought of like, I haven't made it yet. This is realizing the second part that's tied into having confidence. You're enough no matter where you are. Doesn't matter. From a health and fitness perspective, as an individual, as a human being, you're enough. That's why you have people that, again, we'll use the weight loss as the example. You'll have people, exact same composition, exact same weight, and they'll view it completely different. You'll have people that are at the starting point of what some people would consider their weight loss journey that are happy, that are coming into this because it's how they approach life. This is just something that they've decided it's time to take care of it. And there are there going to be emotions tied to it of I could have done this sooner, I should have done this sooner? Yeah. And that's kind of where this whole sliding scale thing starts. This is where like everything outside of trying to have a positive relationship with yourself, everything else happens in varying degrees. Meaning, if you're a positivity ninja, it just means that you try to be positive most of the time. You still have negative thoughts. You still deal with situations. You're not, everything in your head is not always, you know, hunky-dory. I don't even think I've ever used that here on the podcast. But you try to pull yourself out of it and towards a place of confidence as fast as you can. Doesn't matter if it takes you 2 days, doesn't matter if it takes you 20 minutes. You're always trying to pull yourself back to this place to where you have confidence in yourself and you realize that you are enough. Like, you know, the goals that you have, the things that you're shooting for, they may or may not happen. And by the way, like when we set goals and we actually start working through the process, there's a very, very small chance that the exact goal that you have when you start something is where you end up. That's in all areas of life. But it applies with the fitness stuff too. How in the world? I mean, because you've probably had, or you've possibly had, this idea of what getting to this weight or getting back to this weight, because a lot of people want to get back to the weight that they were in high school or college or whatever, that you have an idea of what that's going to feel like as an adult. So you think that that's what you want. But then what happens, one of two things will happen. You start working through this process and your goal changes because you now know what it's like to actually work through the process at where you are physically and what your capabilities are. And the goal changes. Or you get there and you've had so much wrapped up. Like to this point, you have not had, you felt like this was the missing ingredient. That if you reach this particular weight, you're going to be happy. All the way to this point, that's what's been driving you. Well, when I get there, I'll be happy. It'll be worth it. And then you get there, and it's not. Because you were thinking your happiness was dependent on getting to that number. You were delaying your happiness. You were delaying your satisfaction. Satisfaction is an okay thing, guys. You should be satisfied where you are with things in life while still being able to work towards the bigger picture. Work through the process that you're working through. Satisfaction and complacency are two different things. You don't want to become complacent. But again, like this is one of those things. That's a sliding scale as well. Where there aren't any other absolutes. The only absolute is the relationship that you have with yourself and that you realize in this moment you are good enough as a person. And will you have those moments even with confidence where you doubt yourself? Yes. But again, you're working back towards that center of confidence, genuine confidence. And because, see, I've been thinking lately, I've been watching what's been going on in the community, and I've been talking to some folks, and I think there are two things. I think really putting this message out, focusing on how the relationship that you have going on in your own head is the most important, and you better make it a positive one. Should you hold yourself accountable and push yourself? Yeah, at times. But being overly critical of where it is that you are and where you quote unquote need to be probably hasn't worked out well for you. If it has, and you're enjoying the ride, then cool, then go for it. So it's not just when I say a positive relationship with yourself, it doesn't mean that you're just turning a blind eye to the stuff that you're doing that isn't helping you. It's being able to spot that stuff when you notice it and be like, oh, well, wow, this has been going on for this long. You know what? It's time to clean it up. And then you clean it up and you move on and you get back to it. But see, when you're coming at life from a point of view that you're confident in who you are, which spills into the relationship that you have with yourself. You're not faking it until you make it. And then remember, again, you don't need to fake it until you make it because as an individual, you are enough. There are people with your exact makeup in life that are thriving and happy. And there are people with your exact makeup that are miserable, that are basically in their own mental prison every single day. So the relationship that you have with yourself matters. And quite frankly, whatever somebody has said to you to this point, or what has been done to you, or how you have viewed yourself, if it's not working for you, you need to figure out how to change it. I don't know what that looks like for you, but you know, this is your life. This is your opportunity, and I'm sorry the things that have been said and the things that have been done to you. And I say this to you as someone that at 38 years old has legitimate confidence in the things that I do and the things that I want and that I'm working towards and the things that I'm going to accomplish. And oh, by the way, if I don't accomplish those to the scale that I would hope, I'm fine with it. Because I'm focusing on the processes that I'm working through. But I say that as a 38-year-old, knowing that when I was 28, and then when I was past, you know, when I was getting into my early 30s, I was very bitter, I was very negative, and I didn't have the confidence. I've had people my entire life call me retard, call me freak, point at me, laugh at me, gasp at me, stare at me. And you know what the best feeling when it comes to all that stuff is when this happens now, because it still happens, by the way. And I've told you guys, like probably, you know, 90%, like 9 out of 10 people that I see in public that don't know me, like, cool, they're just doing their thing. They pay no attention to me. But there's always that, there's always that one. with a look. And I'm talking about adults. Like, kids, most times, like, when kids say stuff, it's out of curiosity and you can tell. But it's the reactions that adults have. And, like, you know, it happens. But you know what the best feeling when it comes to that stuff is? Is when you see how somebody reacts to you. And you're able to look at them right in the eye. And you smile. And it's a genuine smile. And they can see that you're not faking it until you make it. But that you're a confident individual. Now, does that, when I internalize that stuff, does it make me wince? Does it take me back to when I was a kid or when I was a young adult and I felt like I couldn't get ahead in any particular aspect of my life? Oh, and by the way, like this time where I felt like I couldn't get anywhere in life, I was walking around at probably 10 to 12% body fat. Between 175, 185, 32-inch waist, sometimes 33. But nothing else. I felt like I was behind and couldn't grasp the other stuff. And then I felt that all the stuff that I heard growing up from other people. And my family, you know what? My family was super supportive. I had people around me growing up that, you know, it worked out the way that it did. But the reason I share that with you is, see, when we talk about accepting who you are and you are enough and you have to have a positive relationship with yourself, I'm telling you that because I didn't for the longest time. It's the most important relationship that you have. And if you're in a good place with yourself, then it's a little bit easier to navigate the crap that the traditional weight loss industry is telling you. It's easier to navigate the stuff on social media. And social media, and I will bring this up again, it's a tool, guys. But it can pull the insecurities, like, it can make those insecurities so visible if you have them. If you don't think that you're enough as an individual and you're scrolling through social media, it's going to expose you. If you're in this thought process of, I need to be this, I need to be this, this person has this, I just need this, I just need this, it's going to be amplified and exposed. Now again, I also, if you remember when I started this, I said that the relationship you have with yourself and having a positive relationship with yourself and realizing that you're enough, those are the only absolutes. Everything else you're going to experience. Meaning, you scroll through social media, you do it long enough, you're going to fall into that comparison trap. What do you do when you start to feel that way? I'll tell you, for me, I do a very limited amount of scrolling. I've found that the more scrolling, it's not necessarily the comparison trap as much. I mean, look, there are times. There have definitely been times when I've seen, other fitness professionals, other people, you know, doing the stuff that I do, and you're like, man, it'd be nice to be there. But what you realize is that you're working through your process, and you're working through building something that is yours. And it's kind of cool because when you focus on mainly just keeping your head down and doing the stuff that you're doing and continuing to work with individuals and you're continuing to, put content out that people are finding helpful. And again, guys, I've said it, like, with the podcast, with social media, if one person finds the stuff that I put out helpful, then it's done its job. So, and that tends to happen. So, You know, and it's just, it's a, again, it's pulling yourself back to this place of confidence. And because if you are confident, you can start to navigate this stuff better. It's like last night, I did a post, what's it about when it comes to your goals? Is it about motivation? No, motivation is, it's hilarious. Like, very rarely do you feel like doing anything. Like, you have to organize your environment and your situation to where you can get things accomplished. It's pretty easy to do if you're able to just put that in place. And there are very few people that I've come across, like, because what I do, I just get up and I do my stuff at 4 a.m. From 4 to 6, I'm doing my workout. Until about the time that I start work at 7. So from 4 to 7, I do my workout. I got a good head start on my water. I record these podcasts. Although I'm thinking about recording these in the afternoon and putting them out next day, but I just, it's funny. Like, for me, it's hard for me to do that. And when Nikki and I had our conversation yesterday, I said that I was trying to do that. But, like, I like getting stuff done early in the morning because that's the time when I can be in my own thoughts and I can be productive and nobody is really asking me for anything at that point. Like, there's no other real things going on. And it just, that's how I like to do my day to day. Now, there's also a day during the week where, my son has swim practice early, which cuts into that time. So what happens then? Well, if I get up a little bit early, I'll do an abbreviated workout. But, you know, if I don't, I don't. Because there's other things going on. So, you know, even there, like, you adjust what you're doing, you adjust to the situation. There aren't very few absolutes. You're not going to be in a situation where you're absolutely happy all the time, but you can come back to a place of confidence. And it comes back to what type of person do you see yourself as? And if you don't like the type of person that you see yourself as, change it. Do what you need to do. If you need to talk to a mental health professional, if you're on the fence with that, then go for it. If you need the tools and skills, talk to them and put a plan in place on how you deal with it. And I think that's better than, you'll see all the time on social, like, people will say, you know, if you're dealing with stuff, my DM's always open. And the intent, I think, is there to help people. And in most cases. But there are two things that always kind of get me to kind of side glare at that. Which is one, yes, this person may have the experience when it comes to things with mental health, have been in a similar situation, but they're not a trained professional. If you're a trained professional, completely different. You know, use what you've been trained to do. But it's different. Like, you should absolutely have a supportive community around you. But if you're going to go that route and really lean on an individual, I think you should, it should be somebody that's a professional. Again, you'll have people that'll support you and be in your corner, and that's fine. But I wouldn't rely on an individual as kind of your go-to for that. And the other reason behind that is, look, because you see that all the time. And we all, if we're honest with ourselves, we can totally think of this, right? You don't have to deal with your own problems when you got somebody else throwing theirs on you, right? So yeah, you'll hear that when people are like, "Oh, just, you know, throw them to me, give them to me," because then they don't have to deal with the stuff that they're going through. But But again, whole thing here, guys, is that the most important thing is the relationship you have with yourself. And I want you to get to a place where you're able to have that relationship with yourself, to where you feel good about who you are, because you deserve to feel that way. And whatever anyone has said to you to this point, it doesn't have to be your reality. And if you're on the fence, and if you think that you need somebody to really, really dive into this stuff with, please talk to a professional about it. Now, as always, I do want to hear your thoughts on this episode, because again, when you guys tell me how you know how you receive things or what your thoughts were, that crafts the show. But I will tell you, like, when we talk about things as far as mental health, I will always say, I think if you're even on the fence with thinking that you might want to talk to somebody professionally, then you should do it. Always, always, always. So with that being said, we'll wrap up here. Again, any thoughts that you have, any comments, any questions, you can either DM me on Instagram. I'm at yourlevelfitness, or you can email me. That is Daryl@yourlevelfitness.com. That is Daryl@yourlevelfitness.com. Thank you as always for listening, and I will talk to you again real soon.